You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll often be on the phone with listeners and we'll say something like, what are you doing? And they'll go, I'm going to work. Hate my job.
Yeah, the dread going in every day.
I'm not knocking. I mean, I'm sorry. I feel guilty and I feel bad for people who go to work every day at a job they don't enjoy. So that makes me sad. Yeah. But there's a study that came out. They polled, it was something like 13,000 people. So this was not some, you know, little 500 person survey. And they asked these people about their dream job and how many people are actually doing their dream job as opposed to just, you know, going in and punching a clock with something that does not blow their skirt up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what number, because I saw the number before I had a chance to guess. And I'm trying to think what I would have guessed. And I would have said maybe 10% are doing their dream job. Is that what you would have thought, or would you have thought higher?
Probably right around in there. I mean, because life happens and you take different right. turns and you end up taking classes maybe regarding your dream job and you realize, oh, God, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I think about this a lot because I have two young kiddos who are into various things and I do observe them and I tend to wonder what kind of career path they will eventually choose. We were talking about my little daughter, Lila, a little bit ago, and she is obsessed with animals and obsessed with dogs, and every toy has to be dog related and every picture has to be drawn with a dog in it. And you kind of wonder, will this lead into some sort of vet career or mm-hmm. something to do with animals? Is she going to work at a zoo or, you know, and Reed was like that with insects. And we took him to the butterfly pavilion to talk with the insect experts and stuff up there, kind of hoping, well, maybe that'll catch on and that mm-hmm. will be his dream job. So you observe that a lot with kiddos. Now, if I were to turn the spotlight on me, I guess this is not my dream job. I mean, I'm good at it. I have fun at it. I always thought I'd be in the media of some sort, in some sort of entertainment field.
Well, what's your dream job? You can tell us.
I always thought I'd be an actor. I really did. And I know that's like, oh, every kid wants to be famous, wants to be an actor, blah, blah, blah. But I truly did. You know, I made movies with my friends with the VHS camcorder all
like
growing up.
Steven Spielberg.
I did theater all through high school. I studied it in college. And then I started studying some broadcasting stuff. And then this job just kind of fell into my lap one day. Mm-hmm. And here I am, you know.
It's not too late for you to go off and pursue acting, though.
Oh, it probably is.
No, it's not, because
no,
there's all sorts of community
not.
Theater and stuff like that that would be a blast for you to do.
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm still within the genre, you know, of entertainment. So in a way, I guess it kind of worked out.
You know what you should do? And we'll just name drop him here, but Damon Garacio, our friend.
Yeah, he does a lot of theater.
He does so much theater, and he's mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah.
Talk to him. See if he can't get you a tryout with a production.
Well, I was more speaking to movies. I want to be in movies.
I know, but you got to start somebody.
Baby
steps. You don't go like almost 50 years old, and suddenly, you know, you
quit saying I'm almost 50.
You raise your hand. Well, because you're not going to do this
I'm
in the next couple
30.
Of years.
Sure.
And then you'll... You know, you just don't start immediately.
Well,
you know,
there's stories. You know, maybe I'll
Martin
be discovered.
Scorsese film.
I
or
might
something.
Be discovered, Dom. Mr. Martin might be listening to one of our podcasts, and he's like, you know, this kid's got a spark. This kid's got it. Let's get him on the screen.
Okay.
You don't know.
I kind of know.
What was your dream job, Big Shot?
My dream job, just as I was getting into the business, was to be an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom had gotten into real estate. She was a stay-at-home mom until I was probably, I don't know, 13, 14. And she became a realtor and was really good at it. And so I went with her sometimes to some of the houses. And I was like, I want to design houses. That's definitely what I want to do. I want to be an architect who designs cool homes.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, I was 16. I started doing radio and boom. But radio and writing, I got no complaints. Those are both mm-hmm. dream jobs for me.
Doing all right.
So I'm saying I am doing, because I gave up the architect thing when I was 16.
Well, all the lines you were drawing were all crooked from what I heard, too. Everything was like angled.
Yeah, I was just kind of eyeballing everything.
That wouldn't have worked.
Our phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We really would like everyone to call in, and we're going to ask two questions. What was your dream job, and what do you do now? And then, after we do all that, we'll tell you what the numbers are. What percentage of people are doing what they say was their dream job when they first got started, you know, when they when they thought about having a job?
Yeah.
How many people are, but we want to start by talking with you. Dream job versus what you're actually doing.
This isn't hard, all right?
Patrick, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So glad you called. What was the dream job before we get started here?
So when I was a kid, I always told my mom that I wanted to climb trees and make money doing it. And she would admonish me for that because you can't climb trees and make money doing it. That's silly.
Okay. And what are you today?
So I am an internationally certified climbing arborist. And I climb trees and make money for a living.
Hey, success.
Take that, Mom. Take that.
Suck it, Mom.
And she's very proud of me.
Hey, good for you, man.
So why do arborists climb trees? I guess I don't know the answer to that.
It's one of the safest ways to get there. And if you have a big tree and you have a bucket truck, you can get the outside pretty well, but you can't get those interior branches that you need to. And you can generally get up higher, too.
I guess I didn't know that. I thought you used the bucket truck every time you were going to do that stuff.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
It's a lot more fun. There's the Tarzan idea of it that really is a reality in our everyday life where you get to swing from branch to branch. Mm-hmm.
Have you practiced the Tarzan yell, I have to know?
I'm going to lie and say, you betcha I have.
Do you, during Christmas season?
There it is.
Do you, during Christmas season, hire yourself out to go to people's homes and string their lights outside?
I have done that, actually. Yes.
Why not? You're not afraid of heights.
He's the guy.
I do it on my house, too, so it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Cool. Do you own your own bucket truck?
I do not own a bucket truck at all. I am 100% a climber.
He's a climber.
You're a climber. All right.
I was we had perfect climbing trees when I was a kid, so I was nuts about it. So good for you.
My grandma did, and that's why that's where I got my start, up in upstate New York, climbing trees just to see the way she would freak out about it.
There you go. Strong hands.
I'm glad you called, Patrick. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, do the same, guys. Thanks.
See you, man.
Thank you for listening to the show. Proved Mom wrong. Brittany's on the line. Good morning, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what was the dream job?
The dream job was I was going to be a whale trainer for SeaWorld.
All right.
That's fantastic.
They can do all the tricks and spin around.
Oh,
and
my God. That
going
sounds
to
like
doing flips off their noses.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yes.
That is such a kid dream job, too, isn't it?
Well, I got pretty close.
Yeah? How close?
I trained seal and sea lions for the Clyde and Seymour show.
You trained the seals?
You did train them?
I didn't train the whales, but I trained the seal and sea lions.
That's the little show that you go and watch, right? Where
Clyde and Seymour.
They pull hijinks on everybody. And there's the little otter that runs out, right? And
there
comes
is
back.
An
yeah.
Otter.
Oh, yeah. We were at SeaWorld 2 summers ago. We watched that show.
Oh, that's
I actually
great.
Know that. So I left 2 weeks after you were there. Your uncle wrote me and asked if there was any way to help you guys out while you were there. And I was so bummed to tell him, unfortunately, I 2 weeks ago left there.
Oh no.
What do you do now?
I am now a flight attendant, which worked out well because there were two things I always wanted to do. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a whale trainer. And then as I got older, I was like, well, if I don't become a whale trainer, I just want to travel.
Travel the world. Nice.
I did one and turned it into two.
You're the best. Brittany, thanks for calling.
Well, thank
thanks for
you.
Listening. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you so much.
Bye,
Brittany. Appreciate it. And Jeremy, in honor, you should balance a ball on your nose.
Here I go.
Dawn, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So glad you
How are you boys today?
Good.
We're fantastic. What was your dream job?
I wanted to be a stockbroker.
Really?
Yes. I do have a finance degree. But by the time I was done, I did my internship as a mortgage broker, and the subprime tanked, and that went out the door too.
So what do you do today?
I actually place debt. I call up companies and see what kind of debt they have, and then I funnel it off to our collections department. And I'll tell you what, I've been doing this job 16 years, and I absolutely love my job.
You love
good
debt.
For you.
That's good.
Well, we love to hear that people love what they're doing, and at least
you're
still
in the wouldn't want to do anything else.
You're in the money world, so yeah. You're close, I guess, to being a stockbroker. So.
You're good with numbers.
Yeah, but
Thank you for being on that. We've got to run.
Bounce,
thank
on.
You very much for your call. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Dream job was?
A Victoria's Secret model.
Whoa. It's gonna get hot.
It's gonna get steamy. Okay.
Really?
And
did that work out?
Did you get close to that, or?
You know, I was a model for many years. I've been in many magazines and on lots of runway shows, and I was I won top model of the year 2 times in a
row,
so that was awesome.
How do you win?
Whoa. Slow. How
do you win top model?
Top
first
model
of all.
With who?
So I'm a local model in Denver, and basically I was just nominated by the industry.
But I mean, is this like worldwide top model, or were
or just Denver's top model?
United States or Colorado or just Englewood's
just
top model?
Denver's top model. Now,
okay.
What were the requirements for this? How did you get it?
You know, it's just hard work. I did. I've worked with multiple people and. The industry in Colorado, and yeah.
Was there there wasn't a test or a talent show or?
No, none of that.
Huh. You got to do that walk where you put one foot right in front of the other, right? You got to have to learn the walk. Mm.
Are you with Donna Baldwin?
I used to be, yes.
Me too, believe it or not. Back in
Jeremy
the day.
Jeremy was with Donna Baldwin.
I did a little modeling myself.
And I dated Donna
Baldwin. Oh, that's
Baldwin,
awesome.
So,
she's the best.
No, I'm just kidding. Just a joke. Just kidding.
Well, that's
did
cool.
Did you ever do any of those? Because I dated a couple of women who did modeling.
Mm-hmm.
They were never voted top model, but in my opinion,
great
they
posture though, really good posture.
Been. But I remember one of them. I went to watch her. She was hired to be a mannequin, a live mannequin at Nordstrom. I want to say
that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever do that, Madison?
I never did that, no, but I know girls who have.
That's weird.
She did it one time, and she was like, I don't think I want to do that one again. She had never tried it, so she did, but I went out, and the thing is, they have to stand still, and I'm trying to make her laugh.
I'm walking
by, and making faces and
stuff. One of my favorite gigs that I got in Colorado was a hot tub girl for the Mammoths. So I basically just got to sit in a hot tub and watch the Mammoths game.
That's not a bad gig right
Good
there.
For you.
Not a bad gig.
What are you doing now since you're not modeling Victoria's Secret fashion? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's your job now?
I'm a florist.
All right.
Oh, that's nice.
That
I like
nice.
That. Do you
it's
like
gotta
what
be
you
relaxing.
Do?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Yeah, I've always had a love for flowers. So, it's relaxing and it's enjoyable. And yeah, I'm with flowers every day.
That is wonderful. And you've been absolutely charming to talk to. Thanks for being on the show, Madison. Have a fun day.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Bye.
Thank you. Time. I think we're going to try to squeeze in two more if we can. Alan and L.A. Alan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Dream job was to be able to, play with toys and stuff for a living. And now I'm a drone photographer. I fly drones for a living.
It's a really expensive toy that you're playing with.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How great would that have been to, work for Hasbro or Mattel? and like the toy development.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, I wanted to be a toy tester. I was like, I'll test all toys.
Well, you wanted to be Tom Hanks from Big.
I got
Tom Hanks in Big, right? That's what he did.
Yeah, that's the perfect job. Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
That's cool,
I'm glad
man.
You called, Alan. Have a fun day. All right.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a good one.
Right. Thanks for noticing. And then lastly, it's LA. Good morning, LA. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Dream job as a kid was?
Dance teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like, not that kind of dance.
What,
or maybe it was that
maybe
kind of dance.
What style of dance?
I teach everything, but my favorite is tap and jazz.
Wait a minute. So are you saying you are in your dream job? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I am in my dream job.
All so right. When you were young, you wanted to be a dance instructor, and now you are.
Yeah, my mom was a dance instructor and my grandmother was a dance instructor.
Boy, well, I just bet. Come from a twinkle toes family, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you guys all break out into like dance on holidays and stuff?
I break out in dance pretty much like anytime there's music on.
Well, like I'm playing our traffic music right now. Could you dance? How would you dance to our traffic music? Let me How's this?
Send us a video. Tap to tap 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 to tap 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 to tap tap. Yeah, it's really. Do you have your tap shoes on right now?
Shuffle ball change.
Do you have your tap shoes on right now?
I don't. I have my snow boots on because
it's hard to tap in those.
I wish you would wear your tap shoes just to the grocery store, and as you're going down the aisle. Please do that just for us.
I don't need my tap shoes. I dance in flip flops, sneakers. My kids are always.
No, but those don't make the tippy tap, tippy tap.
Just play along with us, Ellie. Come on.
You're tapping in a grocery store.
Yeah, I'll wear my tap shoes to the grocery store.
Thank you. And get a video of it and send it to us. Thank you for your call. Have a fun day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
I'm serious. I'd like a video of her pushing the cart down the aisle with some sort of routine.
A little beat to it, spinning and dancing and. I don't need to see that.
I enjoyed that. Thanks for all the calls today.